A Southeast Alaska cultural organization is releasing a series of books it hopes will increase student success rates. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is presenting the books and what's called the developmental language process to educators in four of the region's communities. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
Kids don't always learn the way we like to think they do. Here's how longtime educator Jim McDermott puts it.
In the past, the assumption has been that during the actual lessons of instruction, the kids are putting academic language into their long-term memories. Well, test results are showing that a lot of the kids are not doing that, so that when we test them, which is, of course, language, they, in fact, fail. And often, it has nothing to do with specifically with the knowledge. It has to do with language.
And when kids fall behind in their language skills, they can fall behind in most everything else. McDermott says it's a common problem for Native students who have lower test scores and higher dropout rates in many school districts.
For a language-delayed student to succeed is very, very difficult because they can't read with comprehension the textbooks that are given to them. And because of the language delay, they have more difficulty acquiring new information.
McDermott is curriculum director for the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and an advocate of what's called the developmental language process. The Institute recently released a series of books describing how educators can use the process to communicate better with their students. The books offer exercises, games, and other activities aimed at helping students improve their language skills.
It has taken a while for not just Alaska, but some parts of North America, Canada, to realize if a reading series doesn't work, putting it in the attic and buying another reading series may not be the answer. That maybe we need to look at a process that can be used with whatever the teachers already have. These aren't separate curricula. These are resource materials that teachers can use to develop academic language with the kids in science, in math, in social studies, and also heritage language.
The Institute has already used the approach in training some Tlingit Haida and Tsimshian language instructors, and it plans on demonstrating what the books advocate during sessions in Juneau, Ketchikan, Hoonah, and Heidelberg. Officials at several districts said they're interested, but did not want to comment until they reviewed the materials and attended the trainings. McDermott says the language instruction is an important part of the Institute's approach, but he does not expect it to create fluent native speakers.
If it does nothing more than to give the kids an awareness of the sophistication of the languages and the cultures and the depth to, you know, of these cultures and language, and of course to acquire as much of communication language as they can, then it's succeeded.
The Heritage Institute's approach builds on a number of earlier efforts aimed at making education more relevant to Native students. One is the Axe Handle curriculum, which focuses on regional studies, comparative culture, and communication. Another is the Total Physical Response Method, which uses similar word and action exercises to anchor language in long-term memory. The books were funded through a grant from the Alaska Native Education Program. They're available online through the Institute's website. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.